The next patient is Billy Taps. The last name is T-A-P-S. First name is B-I-L-L-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female, a patient of Ms. Jenny Shong. Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, last name S-H-U-N-G, Shong, A-P-R-N, that is referred to the practice because of a single kidney. Period. This patient has a history of nephrolithiasis that was rather apparent in the right side of the kidney, complicated with the significant infection, and eventually the patient underwent right nephrectomy. Period. At the present time, and the latest laboratory workup that we have available, that is in February 11 of 2023, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.1, a BUN of 12, with an estimated GFR of 49 mLs per minute. Unfortunately, I don't have the urinalysis, I don't have the protein creatinine ratio, I don't have the a kidney ultrasound in order to complete the assessment. This blood tests are going to be requested. I know that the patient was admitted to the hospital in the first part of February of the 2023 for a different reason. Number two, the patient has a history of gastric ulcers that were diagnosed in the hospital through endoscopy. Apparently more than two gastric ulcers were found, and ever since then the patient is taking pantoprazole 40 milligrams PO BID. The bleeding subsided. However, the patient has remained anemic. The latest hemoglobin was 8.7, hematocrit 27.7. The platelet count 275,000. The differential count was normal. Period. My main concern is that this patient has iron deficiency anemia, taking pantoprazole 40 milligrams POBID because of the aggressiveness of the GI symptoms and disease, three ulcers. Oral iron is not going to be absorbed. For that reason, I'm taking the liberty of referring her to the Cancer Center for Iron Infusions. Following number. During the hospital admission, the patient had a COVID-19 infection, and the patient overcame the disease without any complications. Following number. The patient has a history of vitamin B deficiency. Whether or not it's vitamin B12 is unknown. The patient is taking supplementation. Following number. We have to be very careful with the follow-up in the potassium and magnesium, since the patient is in high dose of PPIs. Following number, the patient has a history of hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a peripheral vascular disease that is evaluated and treated by Dr. St. Louis. Arteriograms have been done several times in the lower extremities, and she has a coming up appointment next week. Following number, she has a history of osteoporosis. The administration of bisphosphonates is not clear, and we are going to defer the treatment of osteoporosis to the primary. Following number, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis. At the present time, she's not taking immunomodulators. Period. The patient has been prescribed the administration of Kerendia. She has been taking this medication for about 2 years, and I think that is appropriate to continue the patient on this type of medication. We are going to reevaluate the case with the pertinent workup to complete our assessment, and we're going to reevaluate the patient after the workup. I want to thank Ms. Chung for the kind referral, and we will keep her posted with the progress.